This Health and Social Services meeting, committee meeting will come to order. Roll call, please.
Speaker Pratt? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. We have a quorum. Without objection, we'll call Mr. Bristow, who has a short timeframe to speak with us about his candidacy for the...
Call cannot be completed as dialed. Please consult your directory and call again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.
It's from Shannon.
Or an agenda or something for the meeting.
Sorry. That's a good question.
Just go off your calendar.
410-807-5579.
Are we in my prayer in the group of minutes?
No, we're not. Not right now.
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael Bristow. This is Shannon Edwards and the Health and Social Services Committee. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And it's good to be with the members of Congress today.
Thank you. What are you pointing to? What about it? So you are nominated to the Health and Social Services Committee. I mean, sorry, the Health Authority Board. I'm talking to two people at once. And we'd like for you to, you've sent us a packet regarding your qualifications. Can you give us just a little, a brief background? And I know we're on the time crunch, so tell us what you want us to know about your nomination to this authority, please.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm very honored to be nominated for this position. I feel like my professional experience and my education in healthcare has given me a unique insight into the needs of patients and how they're receiving healthcare, how healthcare is delivered now. And I feel like I have a good insight into ways healthcare can be delivered even better with bearing the patient in mind.
All right. We have a copy of your resume. We see. Is this a...
Did you receive the packet that I actually faxed that into the office?
We did. We received that.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything that you want to add to your resume with respect to updating it in any way, or is it all... I know it's hard to get to your email, but other than that, is there anything else that you want to add to, that we should know about your resume, your CV?
Well, I'm very passionate about healthcare, especially towards elder care. Okay? I see that as a need, a growing need that's here in the state, and a need which is not exactly addressed by the nation at this time. And I know that there are entities in place now, such as the clinic and the expansion of that, the building of the new clinic. And I would like to give my voice into an advocacy for patients, which will be not only attending that clinic, but other services that are offered by the nation.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a practicing speech-language pathologist, and I deal with elder care at the moment.
That's great. Do you work at Encompass Home Health, Inc.? Is that where you're...
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's a home health service that provides nursing as well as occupational and physical and speech therapy to patients that are pretty much post-acute, have been released from hospital or from rehab. And they've been released to home, and we provide the much-needed therapy that they need once they get there.
Have you been able to go to some of the Health Authority Board meetings? Does their schedule fit in with your availability?
I have attended one via conference call, and I've had numerous conversations with both Dr. Shaw and Dr. Tinker about expected monthly meetings, and I've notified my employer. They are aware, and they are working with me to help me take the time off necessary. If I need to be in Bahuska or other places of that, as the occasion may demand.
Okay. Questions from the committee? Our committee is comprised of Congressman Walker, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and Speaker Pratt, and myself.
Oh, good.
And, but also, Congressman Norris is here. And did you have a question, Congressman Norris? And you might have to scoot over.
Well, good afternoon to all of the Congress.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Michael.
This is Jim Norris. And I know that the board probably should be thinking in line, since we are a compacted self-governance tribe now, in regard to how we maintain clinical services and future services, maintain the services we have in regard to planning for future services. Now that's going to involve revenue. Do you have any experience or can you give me an idea of how you as a board member would be involved with improving or forecasting new revenue for the clinic?
My my experience has been kind of limited to the billing for Medicaid and Medicare, okay? Although billing for both Medicaid and Medicare is complex, and it changes every year. I have been training and keeping myself abreast of the changes that have taken place each year that I've been licensed and able to bill Medicare for my personal services. And I think it's essential to any organization that provides care to be able to bill Medicaid or Medicare and follow their guidelines in order to not run afoul, because I know that those entities can pull revenue back if they're billed improperly or if documentation does not exist to support the patient's care in the manner that it was administered. So my expertise is going to be ensuring that all of those requirements are met by our entities and our clinics, which deliver care.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, broadly, let's say broadly. And
okay. Yeah, it is broad. My experience has been as a working clinician in delivering care to patients. But as a working clinician, I do know that the billing cycle is just as important as the way that you administer care, because there has to be a way to pay for it.
Yeah, I understand that that you're going to have to rely a lot of information coming from your third-party collection people and the clinic manager and chief executive officer. They'll be providing a lot of that information to you to make decisions with. And you know that in order for us to keep collecting at a rate that we are collecting at and also improve collections, we're in competition with other Indian healthcare clinics and self-governance clinics in the area. And we're going to have to maintain patient confidence that we are delivering excellent health care. And that's what I would be concerned about also is our board members being able to work with our chief executive officer and keeping abreast of what's going on in the clinic and what competition we might have. Even in the local community, those third-party payers, the patients who have private insurance, it's important that we give them as good a care, if not better care, hopefully better care than they will receive at a private provider, because those patients, they can go just about anywhere for healthcare services. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one thing as a clinician, that I strive to give the best care to my patients. And I have learned that patients require two things of a clinician. Do you know what you're doing? And is what you're asking me to do going to help me? Okay? So those two basic questions that are usually on the minds of patients when you see them. I've been adept at providing that kind of confidence in my patients. And once you can convince them that what you're doing is going to help them accomplish the goal that they want, they appreciate that more than anything. And as far as competition with other clinics, I have seen other clinics, and I have seen how they do their operations, and I've seen where some do it better than others. If you want an example, I can give you one. I'm sorry?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. But yeah, just my assistance in how we administer the care and how we communicate with our patients will instill the needed confidence, I believe.
That's fine. That's all I have.
Great.
Michael, this is Maria Whitehorn, and I'm just curious to know, since you've been able to attend a couple of the meetings, have you also been able to engage in conversations with the CEO and some of the board members, and quite possibly the chief, to know and understand where the board is currently, where they would like to see our clinic facility in a few years down the road? Have those types of discussions taken place between you and any other member of the board or executive staff at the clinic or executive branch?
Actually, yes. Dr. Tinker and I have had discussions about our goals for the clinic, and he has told me about the contract care that they're now trying to perfect. He said that we've gotten it to where it is profitable now. That the contract health is profitable now. And that deals with referrals of patients at the clinic to specialties that are not provided by the clinic. So I'm right on board with where he wants to go with that, in providing specialty care that we may not be able to provide at the clinic. We may not we may not have a vascular surgeon on staff, we may not have an ortho surgeon on staff, but we can contract out to that for the patient's needs.
Yes, I'm familiar that they are discussing that. I was just curious how, you know, I know that stepping into a board, you have to sit back and kind of see where things are for a little bit. But I think that some type of orientation as to where we are and what we're moving forward with. Do you have any thoughts on a new clinic?
We were talking about the new clinic and what they plan to do as far as the number of patients that can be seen. I'm sorry, I can't recall those numbers exactly at this time. But that is something I'm very interested in being a part of. In fact, I was talking with the chief about the new clinic, and there is an Osage tribal member who currently has a business in which they provide flooring to specialty care facilities. And I thought that would be perfect for, in later stages of development, for the clinic to maybe use a vendor like that who is Osage, who does have a profession which provides a needed product like that. I mean, you don't really think about how flooring that can be sterilized is essential in any kind of healthcare facility. And I think utilizing, again, a tribal member who's in that business will help both of us, both the nation clinic and the USA tribal member.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Congressman Walker, any question?
I don't, just enjoyed
hearing. Just do you know what you're getting yourself into?
Yeah, you know we're
well, I think the scope and depth is yet to be seen, but I am ready, willing, and able to dive right in.
All right.
Yeah, Michael, appreciate it. Yeah, we're tasked as a committee to ensure that your education, and there's a sentence that we use, that your educated and experience meets the qualifications, and you have no ethical or moral barriers to service. And I think you have met that threshold, so I don't have any questions for you, Michael.
Thank you, Mr. RJ.
I assume you'll get confirmed, and they were just saying earlier, best of luck, get right in there, and it's a big deal. I'm looking forward to what the future of our health clinic and those other needs that we need to address. So, best.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited about this opportunity.
Good. We're glad. Thank you, Michael, for spending your time with us today.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for your question.
All right. If nothing further, then we will get you back to work.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, members of Congress.
Uh-huh. That's Michael. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Please ensure that the microphone, speaker, and dialer are placed back on charge.
Thank you, Betty. Housekeeping now, or do it when we get put on?
Are you talking about voting on him?
Well, are we going to say a prayer and approve the minutes, or do you just want to do that now?
I got it. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay,
I
now.
I wasn't trying to be rude.
I'm just trying to picture the same thing that happened the other way. So, now we will go back to the approval of minutes.
April 5th.
Thank you, Congressman Norris, for coming and asking those questions.
You're very welcome.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Chair will entertain a motion concerning consideration of appointment for Michael Bristow to the Osage Nation Health Authority Board.
I move that Michael Bristow is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
So put that in order.
I'll write it on a piece of paper.
Okay. Wait, here's one. Committee motion. There you go.
All right.
Didn't know we even had those.
Look at us.
Didn't even know we had those. We have some crayons too if you want to write it in the color. Those are the committees.
Okay. wanting to put in there that this is for the Health Authority Board? Do you guys think that's typical?
Yes.
Usually includes the years of the term.
I thought we did that on the floor.
But his term, that was just to finish up Mr. Moore's term.
I move that Michael Bristow is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service on the Health Authority Board.
Excuse me. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Anybody opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1813, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $705 for prevention and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors Congress, Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt, you have the floor.
I realize that I'm still waiting on information, and I should be getting a call back within the next 10 minutes.
I'll entertain a motion to
okay, we adjourn, or excuse me, recess for about 10 minutes.
Sure, I'll entertain a motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Okay.
Adjourn.
It's not.